With less than a week until the Iowa caucuses, presidential candidates are descending on Iowa. And a trend has emerged among the Republican candidates.
Does anybody need to register to vote or re-register as a Republican?
A volunteer for the Donald Trump campaign works to get people signed up to vote. He's walking along a line of rally attendees at the West Gym on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls earlier this month. Trump has taken a different approach to Iowa caucus campaigning by opting for large events instead of the traditional pavement pounding. Among those in the crowd, there are Iowans who have never caucused before, like Kara Bigelow Baker.
This is our second time seeing Trump. We went to see him when he was in Waterloo, and it was important for my husband and I to come back and bring friends who hadn't seen him.
For their parts, Jordan Mockentine and Jacob Edmondson like Trump's disregard for political correctness.
Tells it like it is. And he doesn't need dollars to back him. He's, you know, shoots from the hip, and he's not going to get bought now.
Yeah, talks like any one of us up there, you know, from the heart and from, you know, like from his head, like he said.
All three of these Iowans were not volunteering for Trump when I talked to them. Trump, who's currently neck and neck with fellow Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz, is doing things quite differently than his fellow frontrunner. On a recent Monday evening, a pack of Ted Cruz supporters returned from a full day of knocking doors. They're returning to their temporary home of a dorm near the former campus of AIB in Des Moines. It's chock full of out-of-staters in Iowa volunteering for Ted Cruz. Jerry Dunleavy is from Ohio and is living in the dorm that houses 100 people.
Yeah, quit my job. Came out here. Nothing lined up after. So it's all about just helping Cruz win here in Iowa, and then we go from there. So
Alan Drennan is up from Texas.
I retired in May, and I had some time on my hands, and I saw the volunteer for Ted Cruz message came in the email, and I said, well, I think I'll go do that.
Meanwhile, other Republican presidential campaigns have smaller footprints.
Hi, Edwin. My name is Patrick. I'm a volunteer here with Governor Chris Christie here in Iowa.
Before the last Republican presidential debate, four volunteers for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's presidential campaign make phone calls.
No problem.
Patrick Finnegan is a former college Republican chair at UNI and says he hopes Christie can do well on caucus night.
He's not afraid to really put the answer in and say, you know, I'm going to give you the truth. If you don't like it, that's too bad. I know what I'm standing for, and hope that's what you stand for, and it just tells it like it is on what I like.
And many of the campaigns would settle for their candidates exceeding expectations if not winning, because after all, many see three tickets out of Iowa to keep their momentum going.